joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
If you take a pencil to the numbers this morning and imagine going forward just a little bit, you can really begin to see how dire circumstances are. Remember, these numbers that we got this morning were basically a snapshot for a little bit of time ago, although these come from WASD. Remember, these are the Ag Board, not NASS.
Right.
And so these aren't quantitative numbers. They're estimates. But still, if these numbers were to go forward, say you took another 10 BPA off, you could come up with a crop of $11,683,000,000. Well, they've already boxed themselves into a corner, really taking demand down sharply. I do not see how you make these numbers work.
Well, it's really tough. You know, we've all been doing the same thing, going through and trying to digest, you know, on top of having the market be open, just exactly what's going on. I mean, you know, we don't have wheat as a viable competitor for corn. I think the most dire number that we really looked at this morning was the bean number, 130
billion.
That is just unprecedented in terms for this time of year. And I think that, you know, what that says to me is that we are going to have to stretch bean prices to try and ration some demand. If you looked at the overall picture, they did cut the corn imports for China, but they didn't change any of the bean imports. And so, you know, this is going to be a battle royale is what it is. You know, I look at the market right now, you know, we were up around 30 cents for a while on corn and beans both this morning, and now corn is just trading up 5 or 6. I'm not surprised in some respects. I think the 146 was a big surprise. A 20 bushel to the acre cut is huge. But I don't think anybody expected it to be, you know, the lowest guess was like 147. So it came in lower than that. That's a dramatic step for WASD to take, and I think it is a good move that they made. It tells me that the trade did have some of that built in already, but I think that both corn and beans at this stage of the game need to consolidate here. This continuing to just go straight higher doesn't make for a very secure situation in general, and so it was quite the report. I don't see how they can take ethanol a lot lower than what they are. Ethanol does produce DDGs.
Right.
Domestic use was actually higher. The food seed and industrial, you know, they chopped something off there. But, you know, you looked at feed and residual went up 250 million bushels. Just, again, an indication that we just don't have a good competitive feed product at this stage. And so even though we are at 9.3% stocks to use and we came in at 1.18, I don't think that that's as low as we're going to go. I believe we're going to go lower. And they only achieved that by raising the carryout in 2011-12 from 851 to 903.
Right.
So, you know, the dire situation is the truth. You know, you go south. We're still in fairly decent shape here, even though we're hurting in Champaign. But you go south of here, and it is extremely difficult situation, and I think, you know, the trade is going to be watching closely on Monday's report again to see if we see Iowa go down anymore. They had the biggest loss.
Nebraska too.
Our guys from Nebraska, Dave, are telling us that basically they need rain this week, and if they get rain this week, they might even be able to pull out some of their dry land corn. But, you know, everybody seems to think that Nebraska, Kansas can do anything because they're irrigated. You know, when they're running pivots wide open, they're putting on about a third of an inch.
And that cost them a whole bunch of money to do, too.
Cost them a ton of money. And when you have 30 to 40 mile an hour winds, they're evaporating a half an inch. Mm-hmm. So it's a losing battle no matter how you look at it. And dry land corn has carried the United States the last number of years. And that's not going to be something that's realistic to consider for this year. So I think what this report did, Dave, is it gave us a better picture of where we're at. Dropping to 146 and still having a 1.1 billion bushel carryout, I'm with you. I think it's going to be really tough for them to drop it a lot lower unless we really push prices higher. And and they expect, you know, that we're going to be something. But it'll be interesting to see when WASD actually gets out in the fields.
when NASA gets in the fields next month on their test plots.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's pulling back and looking at ears and counting the rows and counting how many and the circumference and all the things they do, test weight.
Right. What I've seen of a cob so far is, you know, we've seen some cobs that are full. We've seen some cobs that are blanks. We've seen cobs that are, but mostly small cobs. You know, the circumference isn't there. We don't have the 20-row cobs in most cases, like we might have seen, you know, 18 to 20 rows other years. This year, I think we'll probably be looking more in the 14-row to maybe 16-row, and that definitely reduces your yields, too. But the bad situation is the one for the producer himself and then, of course, for the end user who has to try and buy this market. Now, when you looked at the numbers, you know, the expected prices, they have a $1.29.5 for an average price for steers.
Right.
You know, and that's a price that's a decent price, but with the price of feeder cattle right now, it's pretty tough to maintain and make any money at. Hogs being at 60, they didn't really give us an indication that they expect to see livestock back off a lot. You know, and same thing with dairy. So this is going to be a tough row to hoe, and the only way we're probably going to be able to do it is try and ration demand. Now, the one thing that stands in our way or is different than it was in 2008 is we do not have 100 and above oil at this stage. And so the implications are that at the on the food side of things, we probably won't see nearly as much increases in food prices as you would when you had freight costs going up as well as, you know, the raw product going up. And so that might give us more legs on this particular run than what we would have had otherwise.
I think that part of the reason that you might be seeing the corn prices come back is that they were so high that you had to take some profit, and really takes a while to digest all these reports. So I'm suspecting I'm going to grab my money, and then I'm going to take a hard look at these reports over the next few hours.
Oh, there's no question about that. You know, in fact, I just finished talking to somebody, and they said, you know, with the 720 open, you know, basically they're busy, and by 10 o'clock there's nothing going on, and then nothing goes on or very little goes on again until the close. And so the 720 open on the big board, it does make it really hard for all of us to try and digest and do business in between. Mm-hmm. And so I'm with you on that. I think that, you know, we have moved up so much in the last 15 days that you have to expect that there's going to be some backing off. But, you know, it's not a situation where you'd expect to see a 20 or 30 cent loss or anything like that. We just need consolidation is what we need.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois.